Okay, let's begin. Okay, first thing I wanted to begin with, I just wanted to point this out, and I'll give you the marmakimus for tomorrow, but Ravron Zweig Shlita once discussed many years ago, I heard this from him when we were learning Sanhedrin, is that when you have a Beis Din, do we view the Beis Din as three individuals that issue a psak, or to view them as one unit? And he wanted to develop this theory called the unit theory, and that we view the Beis Din as one organic unit. And this has its heart and core in a Ksos HaChoshen and Siman Lamed Vav Sifkat and Zion, where the Ksos quotes a Mishlo Melech on Perek Ted Zion Hichos Edis Alachahei B'Shem the Marashah, that by Dayanim we say Edus Shabbatim Ksos Abat Lekula. Just like the Mishnah says in Makkos regarding Edim, that if you have someone that's Pasul, you say Edus Shabbatim Ksos Abat Lekula. Let's say you have a Beis Din, and some of the members of the Beis Din are Pasul. You say Dayanim Shabbatim Ksos Abat Lekula. So the Mishnah Melech quotes B'Shem the Marashah that you do say such a thing. And the Ksos is very against this. The Ksos himself claims that we do not say Dayanim Shabbat L'Ksos Abat L'Kula, and he brings a raya from the Gemara in the beginning of the first Perek of Sanhedrin Gimel Amaraf, which we learned, that if you hold Chadnami Kashrihu, the reason why you need three is because of Yoshev Ikronis. And the Gemara says that if you have three Yoshev Ikronis, you're bound to have at least one of the three that knows how to learn. That is a Gomer. So the Ksos points out beautifully, if you hold Dayanim Shabbat L'Ksos Abat L'Kula, then you've blown up your whole attempt. So he brings a raya from that Gemara, that, and he points out that someone who's not a Gomer or Sover is not a Dayan at all. He quotes the Baal HaMor in the Dapi Arif. I want you to point this out. I saw that this morning on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Dapi Arif points this out in Baba Rivol, that a Dayan that's not Gomer or Sover is like an Asherah. He's a nothing. So therefore, the fact of the matter is, if the attempt is to try to get at least one guy who's Gomer V'Sover, what about the other two guys? Shouldn't that blow up the whole thing? Ella, you see that we don't view them as a unit. We view them as individuals. And therefore, he's very stark about this, that we don't say Dayanim Shabbat L'Ksos Shabbat L'Kula. And then he talks about if you have a henpeck, where Dayanim sign a henpeck for Kiyum Shtaros, it seems to be that the Ramah says that if one of them is Pasul, maybe that blows up the whole thing. So he says that's really an Adis. That's not considered a Psak. But when the Dayanim Paskin, Lamaisa, we view them as individuals. Okay, so it's a Machlaikis, the Mishnah Melech, and the Ksos. Do we say Dayanim Shabbat L'Ksos Shabbat L'Kula? I'll give it for you to see tomorrow, but I want you to get this very important on Siman Lamed Vav Sifkat and Zion. Do we view them as individuals or view them as one organic kat? Now, if you hold like the Mishnah Lamelech that you do say it, what do you do with the Gemara? So it could very well be, the Stipler points out in Siman Beis and Sanhedrin that Yoshevei Kronos don't have a shame dying at all. See, there's two ways to always view it a psul. You could say it's a psul or it doesn't register as a shame dying. So he wants to say it doesn't register as a shame dying for Yoshevei Kronos. Like the Ravid has a famous sheet that the Rosh quotes in Makkos on Vavmanav that a Baal Dover is not a shame aid. He points out that, you know, a woman, a cotton, the Tumim has, you know, the Tumim, the Nesivis quotes in Siman Lamed Vav Sif Katan Yud, that a woman, a cotton, a goy, a melech, yeah, I think he has nine cases where they don't register as psula. A Rosh's puzzle, you say Eidah Shabbat L'Ksos Abat L'Kula, but there's like nine examples that he gives that don't register at all. So he wants to say Yoshevei Kronos is not even a shame dying. So that's how you would get out of that Gemara in Sanhedrin, that you don't see that, you know, that Beferish Halach Lamais. You could still say Dayanim Shabbat L'Ksos Abat L'Kula. What do you do with that Gemara? The Gemara's not saying that. It's just not a shame dying. And then another Pshat might be Chiddush Meir Simcha writes that by Echad, it's an interesting Chiddush that he has. He wants to say that, he might be saying the same thing as a Stipler, with Chad Sagi, there's no Tziruf, because in reality you're working with Chad Nami Kashru. But he quotes here on the bottom, I think Rav Dimitrovsky this is, says an interesting chiddush. He says, this whole concept of Eidu Shabbat Muxas Balakula and Dayanam Shabbat Muxas Balakula is anyone that's kosher for Dayanus and for Eidus. But this notion of someone who's not a Gomer V'Sover is only a psul only by Dayanus. By Eidus, there's no such psul. So therefore, only someone that messes up other Eidim can mess up other Dayanim. But this psul is unique to Dayanus. So this, since this psul is unique to Dayanus, you're not going to say Dayanam Shabbat Muxas Balakula. That's a, I thought that was an ingenious answer as well. Only a psul that is generic, that applies to Eidus and Dayanus, can you say Eidus Shabbat Muxas Balakula, Dayanam Shabbat Muxas Balakula. But if it's a psul that's unique to Dayanus, you're not going to say that. So those are two ways to get out of that Gemara and Sanhedrin. So you Lemaisa, I want to just bring it out, let's get it, that there's a machlokes in the Mishnah Melech and the Ksos, whether you say Dayanam Shabbat Muxas Balakula. The Mishnah Melech says you do. And the Ksos says you do not. He brings a raya from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and by Chad Gomer, and you see Beferish that how are you going to get out of that if you don't like the Mishnah Melech? So we're saying one of two pshatim: either that a Gomer of a Sover is not ashamed dying like that, Nesivus b'shem the Tumim, those nine cases, or you'll say that the only time you'll say Dayan Shabbos is a psul that is that also applies to Eidus. But a psul that's unique to Dayanus, we wouldn't say such a thing. Now, where does this really come from? So there's a Taisus in Baba Kama and Chav Zayin and Midbeis on the top of the Amud, where Taisus asks Akasha, we paskin Ein Hochem B'Mamonach Arov. We always paskin like Shmuel against Rav, Ein Hochem B'Mamonach Arov. So if we paskin Ein Hochem B'Mamonach Arov, Taisus asks Akasha, he says, how do you ever have a based in paskin Dini Mamonus Bishloshim? So Tosus gives an answer, and he says, because whenever Beis Din paskins, it's not a rov against a mute, it's a kol, because you say rubo kakulo. And Reb Chaim has in the stencil, he develops this theory of rubo kakulo is an outgrowth of Acharei Rabban Lahatos. That Acharei Rabban Lahatos is mamish, is rubo kakulo, and it's like the Beis Din is issuing one psak. Ravon Swag brought a riot to that, because we say, mitivrechem nizdak kaploni. When the Dayanim paskin, they actually paskin that all three of us are saying Mr. X wins and Mr. Y loses. I, the third dying, didn't say that. It doesn't make a difference. We're highlighting this unit theory. So you have this concept of Rubo Kukulo. In fact, the Rashi and Chulin and Sadi Chesem Beis says we learn Bito Barov from Acher Av L'Hatos. So Bito Barov, Rubo Kukulo. Question I once asked for Ron Sain Shir was that why does the Gemara Nazar and Gimel Beis have a separate marker for Rubo Kukulo? The Chura Rubo Kukulo comes from Acher Av L'Hatos. Gemara says a Nazir has to shave all his head. The Gemara says otherwise I think Rav would be enough, Rubo Kukulo. So Rubo Kukulo has its own marker from Nazir. What do you need a new marker from Nazir? It's an outgrowth of Acher Av L'Hatos. But that's this concept of the unit theory here I wanted to bring out, which fits very well in the Mishnah Melech when we talk about this concept. So I'll give you those. You look up inside the Mar, I'll give you the Mar Makas, but I wanted to bring that out so we shouldn't forget it. Kama Dayanim, when we have a Bezin, we view it as one organic unit or individuals when they actually make the Psak Halachim. It has a lot of ramifications when we deal with this Halachim. And there, the Poshup Shad is that there's a Chalois. There's a Chalois that is made. The Rabbeinu Yakar, quoted by the Mordechai and Chulin, says, how do you ever have a Rov? Kol Kavua Kemechsa Mechsa Dami. Based in stationary. Based in stationary, Rabbeinu Yakar asks. So the answer is because their psak is dibor, it's 90. So therefore, if it's 90, called the parish meruva parish. So Rishon Rabbeinu Yakar says it's psak alok. Okay, so that's what I wanted to bring out here. Okay, regarding that's how I wanted to begin this mahalach. Now, continuing now, I wanted to point out what I said yesterday in Shir, and let's go back into the Ramah. Adam, you had a kasha before?
I just had a question about the. Is this then the psak of the Beis Din or the shame like Beis Din in terms of Chad Nami with the Reisa Kasher?
What do you mean?
As in,
we view it as a unit theory. The three fellows are not individuals. That's the question. You view them as three individuals, you view them as one.
The first thing about the Dayan, it's Butla, Mixas, and Butla Kulo. So is that in terms of like the whole psak is Mevutal?
Yeah, if you would say Pasul, the whole psak would be Mevutal. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, let's get to now. I mentioned yesterday, thought that the pshat in the Ramah was that you have to do it yourself based on the Tesis Rid. So, and Ari was asking that. I think Ari's right. I think I'm wrong. And the Sefer Mishneh Sedurah, let's get that, points out this Beferish as well. Exactly like Ari said, and he brings a raya from the Gemara. What's the raya from the Gemara? The raya from the Gemara is he says, the woman, right? What do we assume? In the case, we assume that the Gemara said in Baba Kama, with the woman, you know, the two men are fighting, and, you know, she helps out her husband. So what does the Gemara say with Farish? It's EF Shal Hatzal Yedei Davar Acher, right? If the Gemara says Katzotzes Kapetz Mamun EF Shal Hatzal Yedei Davar Acher Ha EF Shal Hatzal Yedei Davar Acher Shari Afa Pisha Bayla Muka Velohi. Her husband's the one who's getting hit, not her. And the Gemara says that it's Mutter. So that's exactly, I think, what Ari wanted to say. So I think what I said was wrong. Halacha Lo Maisa. There's what we're saying is that ideally you should do it yourself. But if it's impossible to do it yourself, then in fact you could have it done through Acherim. So I wanted to point that out. That was the first Nakuda that I wanted to say here. Secondly, I wanted to point out that in the Sefer Mishneh Sedurah, he points out a Mahalach, what he thinks of it in Shdila Nafshe, we thought is based on Shliach Beisdin. He says differently. He says it's based on the din of a Rodef. What's the din of a Rodef? Someone tries to kill you, you can protect yourself back. In Page Mem Gimel, he says, Hashkin Lahorcha Bal Lahorcha. If someone tries to kill you, the Allah is that you can kill him back. So the same thing here. You're going to be a little bit on the offensive, and you can take the mamun that was taken for you, and therefore it's considered to be what? It's considered to be permissible. So that's what he wants to say, a different mahalach, to be masber this din of an inish din l'nafshi. We want to say you're a dayan, you're like a shliach beisdin. He wants to say it's me din rodef al pi halacha. Okay? So that's what I wanted to point out here regarding this din. Yes, Aaron, what do you say? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a completely different halach, but maybe that could explain the Russian.
Okay, it could be that it's a different mahalach. Okay, and in the third, you're right, it's a different mahalach. The third nakuda I just want to point out is that he points out here is very interesting, is that there's no statute of limitations. There's no time frame. Avid Ishtin L'Nafshe can be implemented no matter when. Meaning it could have happened many, many years ago. And that's what the Mestaber, he says, is Lo Husker B'Shum Makum Tanai D'Davke B'Eisha Gozlu. Right, the case of Ben Bagbag, he said, Omer Al Tikanis L'Chatzach Avrecha Shalom B'Shus. We're not talking about Bishas Kzela. And it's also Mashem, the case by Rav Huna, Lo Shavik Shavisha La Rise. So you see, Beferish to the Maisa, that this din is implemented all the time, Halacha La Maisa. It doesn't make a difference. It's not limited to Bishas Kzela at all to fulfill the Halacha of Eved Inish Dila Nafshe. Okay. Let's now move on to that Xos and Nesivis. Oh, that I gave you. Let's start with the Nesivis. Number 2 point, Ari also pointed out yesterday that Lechem Mishneh very nicely Nichos Avadim, and I said let's look around to see how we paskin. I think the Nesivis and Sifkot now of paskins like that Lechem Mishneh. What are we saying? You remember we presented, what do we present? We presented that if it's B'makom Hefsid, everyone gives Avanish L'Nafshe. If it's B'makom Lekep said, it's a Machlegzer of Nachem Rav Yehuda. Okay, so Ari pointed out it's not necessarily true. Lamai said there might be 3 Madragas. It's possible, and that's what I think the Nesivis really is driving at in here in Sifkot and Aleph. So what does the Nesivis say? The Nesivis says if there is Metalpilin and you have a Chshash Hefsid, that if you do not hit him and get it back, so the Halach is like the cistern case, the case of the boar, everyone holds Mutal La'Koso La'Atzil Hefsid. Because if you go to Beis Din, you will not be able to what? Mechayv and Betashlum, because maybe it's what? Maybe it's a grama. So, halacha lemaisa, it's clear that it's a hefset. So, if it's metalkalin and there's a chshash hefset that you won't get it back, halacha lemaisa, if you don't hit him, everyone holds avanish dila nafshe. That's the first madrega. Second madrega is b'makom she'ain hefset borer. It's not a hefset borer, meaning that you grab metalkalin of gzela. And even if it's vadai, that you'll be able to what? even if it's vada, you'll be able to collect from Basin, but there's a chshash in the meantime. It might get, there might be a loss, or it might be getting ruined. That's the machlokes of Nachman and Rav Yehuda. Whether you say Ovid Inishal Nafshan, we pass it like Rav Nachman, halacha l'maisin, therefore you could hit him. Unless the guy says, the Nesiva says, you know what, please don't hit me. You know, let's go, I'll do whatever Bezin says. Then it's usher to hit him. So that's the second Madrega. The second Madrega is B'makom Shein Hefsid Borer, but there is a chshash, okay? And then the third Madrega is what the Lechem Isha said, and what Ari pointed out yesterday, is B'makom Shevadai Lo Yehezek. It's Vadai, there won't be a Hezek, and you could collect it from the Nidbal Pi Bezin without causing any problems. L'kuli Alma, even according to Rav Nachman, it's also lakoso. So we do paskin like that Lechem Mishnah construct. And that's what the Nesiva says. And it's Mestaber like that. And therefore, if you would hit him in that case, he could tovea you for wounds, for injuries. Because Halacha Lamaisa, why'd you hit him? If there's a Suffolk Lamaisa, if there's a Suffolk, the Shema Gama Baldin Hayutzich Lishtamish Baka, then in time you need to hit him for whatever reason, then you'll be potter. But if it's clear that you were going to get it out, you shouldn't hit him halacha l'maisa. So what I wanted to bring out is that Lechem Mishneh is the Nesivus presents it like that, and it's Mestaber like that too as well. So Yashikoyachar on those two Nakudas you pointed out. Now I just want to point out that that Lechem Mishneh is interesting because the Chuvas Marashach says that if you look in that Rambam in Pirik Beis, Halakha Yud Beis, and he discusses Avad Inish Lenafshe, the Rambam never mentions you can hit him. It's an interesting Rambam. If you notice that in Pirik Beis, Halakha Yud Beis, we should note that he never mentions you can hit the guy. So it's interesting why the Rambam leaves it out, Halakha Lomaisa. Why does he leave it out? He should have mentioned it, Lomaisa, that you're allowed to hit him. But Makom Shem Hefsid, you're allowed to hit him, but he doesn't mention it at all. Okay? So that's regarding the Nesivus that I wanted you to see. And we hold like the Lechem Mishnah's construct, Al-Pidin, and strange why the Ram didn't mention you're able to hit him, but that's what we paskin, Allah Lamaisa. So I wanted to, it comes out, Lamaisa Rav Nachman will hold that there are cases where it's usher to do this. Okay. Now, let's pick it up with the Ksos that I wanted you to see. Okay. And this brings us to the last point we did in Shir yesterday. And that was that if you read this Ramah, you can miss the whole line here. But the way it's presented here is that there's a machloikis, the Smah says, in Sifkon Gimeltin, the Mechaber and the Ramah. How does it go? The Mechaber said, Halacha Lamaisa, that you're not able to hit and you're not able to be toe-faced unless you know 100% that it's your thing. And the Ramah begs to differ and claims, no, you're not allowed to hit him unless you know for sure. And you can prove it and win in Beis Din. But if you are allowed to be toe-face even though you could not win in Beis Din. And that Nakuda is a machlik, is a machaber Ramah. Okay? So let's pick it up on that Nakuda because it comes out, he says, Yesh om lo mikra avid inish lo nafsh ele kishamazik l'chavero kigon shemakeyu v'lachein lo yuchol lasos b'chol inyin. So what does this mean here? So it means that, as we said, you're allowed to do tefisa, but in what manner are you allowed to do tefisa? Okay? We said the Ramah says you're allowed to do tefisa if you think it's yours, even though you can't prove it in court. So what does the Ksos say on this? So let's get it. The Ksos says, well, what are you being tofus? If you had an item stolen, he says as follows. I would advise you not to be tofus with Adim. Because if the Adim see you tofus it, they're going to say, you're the Ganif. You're the Goslin. If you want to be tofus it, says the Ksos, tofus it below Adim. Because you have a Migu to say that I wasn't tofus it. You said it, you were tofus it, and it's mine, right? But you had a Migu to say, lo tafasti. And it's not a Migu lohotzi because it's in your Rishus. So therefore, the Ksos says, shot in the Ramah, that if you want to what tofisit b'liyadim, so you have a migu. However, it continues the Ksos, Allah Halamayz, with this small, that if the tefis is nogea to a taina, that he's chayev to you money, let's say that you rented out a donkey, or you claim it never was paid back, we're not talking about a stolen item. There in that case, says the small in the Ksos, you could be tofis even with adim. you could be tovus even with Aiden, because it's not a vadai that the nitva is going to be kofer, and it comes out that it's advantageous that if you should grab it, and if he's not kofer, you'll win. And if he is kofer, right, so okay, so you'll take him to a din taira, and hopefully you'll win. So just to chazer over this nakuda, the way the Sma says this in Sifkon Dalet is that when the Rama says that you can be tofus, even though you're not for sure you're going to win, again, you can hit him if you know for sure you're going to win. You can be tofus even if you know for sure you can't prove it. You think it's yours, but you can't prove it. You could still be tofus. What can be tofus? A stolen object, do it without aid, because you have a migu. Don't do it with aid. But if it's an issue of being paid, not an item, then he says you can be tovus even with Edim, because it's possible that the nitva, won't be kofer. Halacha lomaisa. And if he is kofer, the emes, maybe we'll win in the din tayr. So lomaisa, that's what the small wants to say. So the Ksos adds on here from the Zohar HaKadosh. Okay? What does he say from the Zohar HaKadosh? Because earlier in the Ramah, what did the Ramah say? What did the Ramah say? The Ramah said that you're not allowed to take something b'chovo mamish. Why aren't you allowed to take something b'chovo mamish? Why you have no reshus, the end of the mechaber? Why do you have no reshus l'mashkeno? Because there's an isser in the Torah of lo savo abeso lavot avuto. He cannot go and be mashkin the loivish, lo b'shas avo. It's in Simon Sadi Zion and Choshen Mishpat. Aye, midin avid inish lo nafshe, it's mutter. But mitzad lo savo, there's an isser. So nafkemina would chap if the guy's an orev. If you're taking it from a third party, then there's no issa lo sovo ebeso. Then it's mutter. But lomaisa, what I want to bring out here is that the Ramah said beferish that if you have a mashkon that you're holding for the guy, and the guy doesn't pay you back money, you can just what? You can just take it. Right? That was what Ramah said. Yeshom dafka b'chova mamash. Imuchayevlo b'lo hava. You remember he asked me what b'lo hava was. What does the Biragola say? That you have schar, your owed money. Oshein sarach lemashkeno, just take the pikadon, no problem. The Ramah says black and white, you can just take the pikadon, not a problem. Alach lomais. He says not a problem. Not a problem, osovo obeso, right? So here the Ksos quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, says no. He says you still shouldn't do it. And he says that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Just like when we give our neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we go to sleep, and then we get up in the morning, even though we might have averas in our pockets, Hashem doesn't withhold the neshama, right? Then you wouldn't be able to get up. So he says, "Hu adin nami, a baal nefesh should be marchik mizeh," says the Ksos HaKoshen, right? Beautiful, the Ksos says. He says, "Avam v'divrei hazor mavur hu iser gomer," and he says you should be marchik from this. Lachen anias taiti yarchik mizeh. So you have a machloikis between the Ramah basically and the Ksos quoting a Zohar. That can you say Aved Inish Dila Nafshe to take the item that you were holding as a pikadon when you were owed money? Okay? Now, there is a ritva that the small quotes in Sifkat and Aleph, in the ritva in Ksubis and Peheim and Aleph is Mashma, where it's Baal Yad HaNifkat B'Toris Pikadon, you have to make Ashava Ma'alya. The ritva seems to say Beferish also, like the Zohar. And if you look there, it's interesting that the Shach in his Sefer Tukva Kohen says, even though there's an Isser L'mashkeno when it comes to Halva, Nikomakom it's Mutter Litfos B'inyin Shia Lo Migu. So I want you to get this. It's interesting when you have a conference or when you have this dynamic between Ovid Inishdin Nafshe with the Migu against the din of what? Of being Mamashkin. Of the Isra of Avot. So the Shach in the Tukva Kohen says, what wins? Avid Inishdin Lanafshe wins if you have a Migu. You can be Typhus. He says, Beferish. That's what he says by Havol. He says, even though there's an Isra of Mashkeno, but it's Mutter Lifthos as long as you have, Mutter Lifthos as long as you have a Migu. That beats out Losovo Beso. And that Ksos, in the beginning of that piece, in Simen Dal Sifkanaf, the first part of that piece, says absolutely not. He's choylek on the shach in the sefer Tukva Kohen, and he says absolutely not. He says the Torah is makbil osovo beso. I don't care whether he pasken of an inish dili nafshe. Even b'makom hefsid, if the lov is kofer to chov, There's an Isser Litbos, even if you have a Migu. So I want you to get this down. What emerges is a fundamental machlokes shach sois lamaisa. When you have avodin shtilu nafshi with a Migu, will that trump the din of avoto or not? So the shach says yes, and the ksos says no. So, interesting. Maybe it could be totally on how you understand the mechanics of avodin shtilu nafshi. Maybe it's totally on the mechanics. I'll be aloche. Because if you assume that you're paskining up that it's a shlich based and you're dayonis, maybe it's possible to say the svar of the shach lamaisa. Even though we said the ksos himself probably said it's midin dayin. The question is, to what degree do you take that? To what degree do you take this halacha? Is it midin dayin shlich beisner, or is it midin rodef, like we're suggesting? Maybe it's totally on those two mahalchim. So, lamaisa, okay, rodef, you can say from today until tomorrow, but I'm not going to allow you to do an isser, to go into beiso. But if you hold that it's mamish psak, you're a shlich beisden, or you're a dayin mumche, so maybe in such a case we would say that would trump that isser. I don't know, comes out to be a little bit of a steer in the ksos we said, but maybe that's what emerges. Now also, in the Chidah, the Birkei Yosef, Sifkot Nehei, quotes from the Ramrami Pano, I want you to get this, that the Zohar was only talking about where the Pikaron came before the Chov. But if the Chov came before the Pikaron, right, and when you accepted the Pikaron, you said, aha, for sure I'll what? For sure, the guy owes you $100,000. Then the guy hasn't paid you for 5 years. Then he says, you know, I have a car. I'm going away for the summer. Can you hold it for me? He says, oh, of course I'll hold it for you. What does he have in mind? He's going to keep the car. It's a $100,000 car. So the Zohar would not apply. That would be mutter. The whole Zohar was talking about when the Pikadon came before the Chov. But if the Chov came before the Pikadon, then even the Zohar would say it's mutter. That's what the Chidah writes in Sifkot and Hay right here. Yes, Ike, go ahead. And you have a migu to do tfisa. Even if you're like a shlech bizden, you're so busy, can't go into the guy's house and do stuff. Right, so lemaisa, it's kind of like, I would say it's kind of like hefker bizden hefker in a sense. You're acting under the auspices of bizden, so it's kind of like they can say that it's considered to be mutter. That will trump that halacha. That will trump that halacha. That's what the shach is saying. By halvoya, that's what he wants to say.
But the isser was also for shlech beisden.
What'd you say?
Didn't we say that the isser is also for shlech beisden?
Yeah, lechura in the beginning of the sif, right? The shach saying more in the Tukva coin. We said ain lo reshus. That's what the mechaber says. Ain lo reshus lamashkenu b'chayvoy, right? Because Lamaisa, there's still an isser midin lo savo. So we said if there's no isser, but somehow the shach is saying that it's mutter lamaisa. I don't know. Maybe the shach is being chaylik. Maybe the shach is being chaylik. That even against the mechaber, I don't know. But that's what the shach says in the Tukva Koyin. He says you have a migu to say some svara, right? He says. He says, even though you look in the Tukva Koyin, Masha fil echad islis masha sharla nipis in shlomigu. At the end of the day, it's really not so posh as that's what he's saying, but it's very possible that's what he's saying. What's the lumdus of why he's saying that? How could that be? Okay. But I want you to point that out, Lamar. I want you to make sure we get that. Yes, Aaron, go ahead.
Yeah. It's
a good point. I mean, you could beat the guy up, right? Beat him up to the pulp, right? I don't know, pulp, but you can beat him up. Right, Shlif Beis is allowed to do it to give Malkus, you know?
Okay, so you can extend that, but we say also that the Shlif Beis is not...
Right, but is it going to prevent... Okay, I hear you. I mean, that's what the Ksos... Everyone's saying good. That's what the Ksos is very, you know, he's very bothered by.
If you just be in Rodef, maybe you could just do it as a Rodef interesting.
Okay, it's an interesting. I was just thinking. I don't know. Maybe along the. Okay, I don't know. It's a chiddush. So we got to come up with some type of svara. But that's what I think. That's what I think the shach is saying. That's what the shach is saying. Okay, let's go. Yeah, go ahead, Jake. What do you say?
Even though you could hit the guy and you could beat him up, you couldn't destroy some property that he owns, right?
Right. Right. Okay, but you're going into the house. You're not allowed to take a mask. You're not destroying. You're just taking it. Okay. All right, let's go Vaitan now. Okay, very good. Okay, let's continue now in the Ramah. We want to finish up the Ramah. The Choza and Mayri B'Yachid Yachid Neged Yachid. This is a Yachid against a Yachid. Aval Yachid Neged Rabim Hu B'nei Ha'ir of the Dinel and Afshayu Im Yodim She'adini Mohem So interesting. Basically, what we're saying here, I have a quote. What do you have in your Tshuvas HaRosh or Klavav Simin Chafav? But in my Shulchan Aruch, it says it's from the Rashba that there's a fundamental difference between Yachid and Yachid. When we say Avinish and Nafshe, we're saying with a Yachid and Yachid. But a Yachid against a Rabim, we don't say it. What's the makor for this? So there's a Mishnah in Baba Basra on Daf Tzadi Tes. The Mishnah in Baba Basra, and this is the Rosh puts this together. Yeah, thank you, Adam. Mishnah writes in Baba Basra. You want to fix that for me? Thank you. The Mishnah says that someone who had Mishai said Derech Harabim Oferes L'Soch Sadeu. Someone had a public path passing through his field. He took for it himself and gave the public another path at the side. He switched it. What he's given, he's given. He may not take back the new path. The shalolo higio. What he took his own path doesn't become his. He totally gets messed over, the guy. He tried to take away a public pathway through his field. He doesn't win on that. And the new thing that he wins, also he loses. So the Rosh brings a riot from here in the Tshuvas, and he quotes a Gemara also in Moy Cotton. Where else does this phrase appear? The Gemara in Moy Cotton on Daf Yitzayin Amar Aleph says, Amar of Yosef, Surva mi Rabbana Ovid Dina L'Nafshe. A young Talmud Chacham, Smiche, can enforce the law for himself, a Milsa de Psikale. Meaning what? Even though we have Ovid Dina L'Nafshe, Rabbi Yosef, though, wants to include Talmud Chachamim. One might think that Talmud Chachamim have to deal pleasantly with other people. They're true, of course, like other people, and excludes them from this permit. So the Nemuki Yosef and the Ritva say Avinish Nafsha includes even a Talmud Chacham, Halacha L'maisa, which we'll get back to. So you see Beferish that this halacha says the Rosh is that a Yachid versus Yachid, that's fine. We say Avinish Nafsha. Yachid versus Tzibor, the Tzibor always wins. The Tzibor always wins Halacha L'maisa. And therefore, he says, that's what the Ramah says. What are you doing here? He says, the Yachid's Necherav Hu B'nei Ha'ir. Okay? He's from the city, right? He's from the city. And we say that they, the Rabim, can beat him. Even though Lamaisa, they cannot prove it in Beis Din. The Rabim beats out the Yachid, even though they're Nogin B'Dover. Everyone's a citizen in the city. Everyone's Nogin B'Dover. I don't know, they're fighting about something. The halacha is that what? The Rabim always beats out the Yachid. Now there's an interesting machloikis here between the Shach and the Sma, okay? The Shach here says Beferish, okay, in Sifkot and Tes, that the Rabim beats out the Yachid even if he's not from the city. Even if he's not from the city. And the Sma here in Sifkot and Hay wants to say that maybe if he's only the Tzibur beats out the Yachid, if he's from the city. Okay, if he's from the city. Okay, so Poshim Shad is that, like the Shach, I would imagine that why would he have to be from the city? So this is interesting concept, okay? Because the question is, let's continue now. And if there's a machloikasim between them, the kal is called the muchsuk against the yachid. V'sarach lateslam mashkon konim shiardo imo ledin. He's got to give them mashkon. We take this very seriously. We take this to the degree that the rabbin beats out the yachid, that they become the muchsuk. It's an amazing thing. Okay, a yachid neged a yachid, they're both equal muchsukas. But a yachid neged rabbin, they are called the muchsukas. To the degree that what before the din Torah is even paskin, the yachid's got to give them a mashkin. Okay? If it turns out that the yachid wins, okay, they got to give it back. But halacha lemaisa, they are considered to be in charge. They are the muchzuk, and before you even start the din Torah, you make the guy give the money. Let's say he has a, I don't know, let's say the guy doesn't pay a tax. Every citizen has to pay a tax in town, $5,000. And the tzibor, the kal's against this one yachid. He's got to shell out the money before the din Torah happens. Otherwise, there's no takana l'rabim. Everyone can make an avla for himself and thinks, oh, you know what, I'm a muksuk. Why should I, until they take me to a din Torah? So that's a very important psak, halacha, that we assume. Okay? This very important psak halacha that we assume on this din. Okay, now also, what happens if the yachid has a taina that's not brura, to get out of the taxes, he's got to be mevar his rayas. If he has no raya, yishpuk sas me'akahal, umemeil yiftru mitanaso. In other words, some of the people from the kahal should take a shvua and then they'll collect. Okay? That's what the smas says, sifkan vav. But if they don't want to take the shvua, they can flip it on him. They're in charge of the muksuk, and then they can make him take a shvua. So too also, the smas says, a sifkan vav. I want you to get this. There's a concept called kimli. You know what kimli means? Kimli is I can hold like a certain opinion. If you are the kahal against the yachid, we switch the tables when it comes to Ovid Dinsh Lenafshe, and they could say, you know, we hold like this one shita, and therefore, Lamais, we're not going to pay you anything. And Rabbi Kivega writes, if he has a migu, it's like a migu lahotzi. The yachid has a migu against a tzibur, I could care less. It's a migu lahotzi, because we view the tzibur as a muchzuk, and that's it. Migu lahotzi lo amrinin. So really the tables turn. When we say Avad Inish Nafshi, we mean Yachid versus Yachid. Yachid versus Sibor, forget about it. We don't allow it at all. Okay. Now what does this mean? Says the Ramah, limitation. Interesting. It's only regarding taxes. Okay? Only regarding taxes do we say this halacha, that the Tzibor Lamaisa is overpowers the Yachid. Okay? Aval, if it's not taxes, aval lo b'shar dvarim. Okay? So if it's not taxes, their koach is no more than a yachid. They're not called muksakim neged the yachid. That's a very important limitation. Okay? Very interesting. Okay? Mikomokom tzarech latet mashkon. However, if it's things outside of taxes, the tzibur still has a little bit over the yachid, that the yachid still has got to give the mashkon. Okay, even if it's not taxes, even though the kal is no muksakis, but since, what's the famous principle? I think it's a Gemara in Baba Basra. No? Kidre debe shutve, right? What's kidre debe shutve? If you have a pot owned by partners, it never gets cooked well. Because the other guy says, oh, I thought he was going to stir it. And the other guy says, oh, I thought you were going to stir it. So nothing gets done, right? So we're choshish lomais, each guy's going to be what? Rely on the other guy, and therefore they're never going to get the money out of the yachid. So the yachid at least has to give a mashkin on the cheshbon, and when he wants to be mazmelim the bezdin and try to win, then he'll get it back. So let's get this clear. In other words, again, Ovid dinish lenafshe is a yachid versus a yachid. Yachid versus a tzibor, not true. The tzibor always wins. That's only by taxes. Okay? That's only by taxes. By things of outside taxes, we don't call the tzibor a muksa. There's one caveat, though, that he's got to give a mashkin over. The yachid still has to give a mashkin over against the what? Against the tzibor. So we have this chiddush lemaisa of yachid versus tzibor. It's all from a rosh, Tshuvas HaRosh and a Rashba, this distinction. Okay, let's finish up. He's got to give a mashkin before they go to the din Torah. Kolzek, shein yachid, tamut chacham. Ah. That's when the yachid is not a tamul chacham. Imu tamul chacham shterasu umnaso, like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. That's a high madrega. V'yesh lo din b'ze machmas masim. Ain tzarech latet le mashkom. He doesn't have to give a mashkom. V'gam ena nekroy muchsakim nego. That whole chiluk of tzibur versus a yachid, and the tzibur wins, and avinish l'nafsh goes out the window. That doesn't apply by what? That doesn't apply by a tamul chacham. A tamul chacham could even beat out a tzibur. Okay. Unbelievable. Let's finish it up inside. right? Mutter lakuf bin yani misim ayde goyim lafsido. It's mutter to force in regard to taxes through goyim lafsido and to make him lose. Im ena yechol hotzim menu im etzamas acher. It's mutter to force in yani taxes. Here you have a heter through the goyim, which is interesting. Here you have a heter through the goyim, which we said you're really never allowed to do, right? You're really never allowed to do that, Lamaisa. Remember we said that from earlier in the Ramah? Isn't that a steer in the Ramah a little bit? More than a little bit, no? This is Mutalakuf bin Yani. Who's a Mutalakuf? Mutalakuf bin Yani Misim Ayede Goyim. That's the Tzibur? Yeah? Mutter the force bin Yani Misim Ayede Goyim. I mean, it's with the Tzibur, you're saying. Yeah, okay, could be. Let's see. But what does he say, Halacha Lamaisa? He says, Beferish, that a Talmud Chacham is different. So, you remember in the end of Siman, what was it? Which Siman was it? Was it the end of Siman Aleph about the Litra Zav? Where was that? Yeah, the end of Siman Aleph. Yeah? Remember we had 2 days in the Shach and Sifkon Yentes where there's a Talmud Chacham, his man is there regarding Litra Zav, if you embarrass the Talmud Chacham. You remember that? So remember, we had one sheet that says no din tamach chacham is manaseh. Even according to that sheet that there's no din tamach chacham is manaseh for litra zav, lagabe here, everyone holds that a tamach chacham is potter from taxes. Afbiz manenu. We should tell the government that, right? The truth is there is a concept called clergy. It's called, I forgot what it's called. Okay, I'm sorry. What's it called? Pastoral? I can't remember. What's it called? There's a special word for it. They tour in certain taxes if you're a rabbi. You guys don't know? Okay, you'll know. You'll learn, Mr. Shem. Even if they're your living expenses. I forgot what it's called.
Parsonage.
Excellent, Adam. Thank you, Ari. Parsonage. So even in places, he says, that they place taxes on Talmud Chachamim, he says it's a terrible thing. He says, Avonasin Rabbi, Kavod HaTorah has been diminished. He says in the Sefer Darchei Halacha, and we have the Mechabit Talmud HaChachamim. He says, Mekomokom din ze bimkomo, tein lahakel din muhsa kenegdo, the tzibor loses out to him, daramina din hupat of avul losef. I mean, he beats out, and that's it, done. He beats it out. There's a big machloikis between the Levush and the Tumim. When you say a Talmud HaChachamim is potter from taxes, is that potter from other things as well, or limited only to taxes? The Levush says other things as well, the Tumim limits it only to taxes. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, and this last comment that you were saying, Jake, the Mutter Lakuf bin Yani Misim Ayidei Goyim, we said even Halva, let's say the Lov is a strong guy and refuses to pay, it's Mutter to go in there Ayidei Shliach HaGoy, when you're doing Tzarkei HaKal, like Jake said. So if you're doing Tzarkei HaKal, Jake wants to say it's different if you're using Goyim. But the Bala Truma says that's only when you do it for Tzarkei. Ain lasos kein balva, el mitoche gadol dit stocken, umas like stocken taxes is shiny mi milva. The Torah is losovo abeso, and we should have to be very scared about that. Ain banu koach lakor mitzuzu el bekoshi gadol, shekavonasa beizdin l'shem shamayim. Okay, so it's a good, very good point, Jake. You're saying it's from the tzibor, that's why it's okay, and you can use the shliach of a goy, but we're limiting it. The Baal Shuma says to masim or stocken. But Havah, there would be no such heter. I don't know, let's say that Tzibor lent money to someone, and they want to get the money back through a goy, so that the Bala Truma has hesitation with using a goy, halacha l'maisa. So we're going to use another Jew if there's no other way to do it, but we're not going to use a goy, like Ari had mentioned before. Okay, good. So that's Siman Dalet. Okay, let's go, guys. We've got to begin Siman Hey. Okay. Let's see Siman Hey. I don't know if we won't be able to finish it, but at least we'll start it. Okay? Says the din, the mechaber also ladun b'shabes v'yontovim avru v'dan dino din. Oh. So it's also to have a din taira on Shabbos and yontov. If b'dievet they did, it's a good psak halacha. Okay? So, it's interesting that we should note regarding, which days. Halacha l'maisa. We know that min ha'Torah, it's mutter to have a din Torah on Shabbos inyantiv. L'chura, The only reason why it's usur is because you're going to write the tainis and the psak din. Okay, that's what the small here writes at Sifkat and Aleph. Okay? Interesting. Kamo Cain, one should point out as well, the Shari Tshuva has this as well, that it's wrong for a litigant to present his claims on Shabbos because of a Dabur Dover. Your Dibur on Shabbos should be different than your Dibur on Chol. And since it's also to have a Din Torah on Shabbos, you should also should be usher to what? To present your tainis as a litigant as well. If you did it before Shabbos, obviously the Dayanim can look in the Svarim, the Baal Din can look in the Svarim, but to present it on Shabbos is wrong. Allah Halamaisa. Okay? Now, that's what the Shari Tshuva says in Simon Shinla Metesiv Katan Dalit. Okay? Now, it's interesting. The Chedush Yarim points out here in Sifkat and Beis, you know, there's a concept of, the Gemara has at least, okay, we don't, there's a concept that if you're afraid you're going to tip the candle, that if there's two people around that are going to remind you, it's not a problem, okay? Avatayas near, okay, in certain cases. In Simen Reish, Ayin Reish Hay, and Orachayim, Halacha Lamaisa, You see that there's a group of people around, so we're not choshish for atayas anir in Ilchos Shabbos. Last time I checked, the basin is at least three people. So if a basin is at least three people, what are you worried about apsak din? So this goes back to what we said earlier. There's only one man that the av basin is the one who writes the psak din. Three paskin, but there's one, and even though one guy writes one av basin, but it's the name is Daka Ploni. Okay? So therefore, Lamaisa, the psak din, one fellow writes, and he might come to Ksivas. You understand why there's a chash here? Because one guy writes, and if you say like a roadside, it's like the unit theory, there might be really one man representing three, but the bottom line is one guy's writing. So other people don't write it, so they're not going to remind him. So what it boils down to, thank you very much, what it boils down to in the Tumim here in Sifkan Beis is a little bit bothered by. He says, he's bothered by the small. What is the chashah? Is the chashah that he's going to write his tainis? Or is the gzeira that they're going to write up psakdin? Rashi says the gzeira is going to write the psakdin. He's going to write up psakdin. Is it chashah on the Baal Din writing tainis? Or is it Bezin is going to write the psak? Whatever the case is, that's the reason why this whole thing is midrabanan and not minatayra. Now, let's give a little bit of background behind this. I gave you the Gemara Baba Kama and Pebezim and Aleph, that the Kfarim, Lamaisa, you know, who didn't have Dayanim, so they wanted to enact that it should be on what? Should be on Monday and Thursday. And the Gemara says this on Pebezim and Aleph as a Takana of Ezra, that they're Danim B'Shem Mechamishi, the Shrichi Dosal Mikra B'Sifra, because they would come in then, and if they had a problem, didn't tire us, so they would do it, you know, then. Now, I gave you the Rashi and the two days in Tais and Ksubis we learned this year in Shir. I don't know if you guys did it in Shir and Dalam and Al, but Rashi and Ksubis says, what was happening before Kfiyas Ezra? He says, all days were equal. Lechura, according to Rashi, they were Misakin. They had, before Ezra's Takana, they sat, Bezin sat every single day. Ezra's Misamsim into Monday and Thursday. That's what Rashi says. Tais, though, in Ksubis and also in Baba Kama, says that Kodem Takanas Ezra, they did not have a set system. Whenever there was a need, and Balabatim had a dispute, the Bezim would sit. That's one pshat in Taisus. The other pshat is they were Kavu in one city, and Ezra and Misakin them Kavu in all cities. That could be, remember Daniel, we said, sure, that might have been the Kavana of Rashi, Lamaisa. Maybe Rashi holds like the first day in Taisus. Okay, that Lamaisa, that's a question. But the truth of the matter is, nowadays, there's no reason for this. Nowadays, there's no reason for this. And the halacha is that every day is considered to be good. Every day is considered to be good. Halacha l'maisa. Bizman hazeh, everything is fine. Okay? All days are good. Va'idna, ein shayach tamzeh. Right? The Gemara actually says that, right? Halacha l'maisa. And therefore, all the days are equal. And bezin can sit b'chol yom l'fi tzorach hashoh. Okay? That's Lamaisa with the Gemara's Masber, the Bismana Mishnah, the Makomos, the Makomos Shalonagu with Takana Sezra. Gemara has that in Megillah, those places where the kfarim were not smuchim there, or they knew how to learn, they had a kriyasat Torah, lamaisa, those places, lamaisa, were already sending a beis din on other days as well. Okay. Fine. So, I want to get to now, that's as of the background of this din, I want to get to now, why is it that b'dieved is kosher? Okay? Why is it that b'dieved is kosher? We have a famous principle. The Gemara says in Tmura, and Daftal Manachal, Machalik is Ravin Abaye, whether Eavid is Mahani, Eavid lo Mahani. If you're over in Israel in the Torah and you did it, is it Chal or is it not Chal? Abaye says it's Chal, Rav says not Chal. And Rabbi Kivager learns, based on the Gemara and Ksubas and Pe'alaf Mav against the Chassam Sofer, do you say Eavid lo Mahani even on Israel in the Rabbanon? There's a Gemara and Ksubas and Pe'alaf and Beis that says the Chamin blocked a certain Mechira of Nechasim. So the Chassam Sofer said that was limited only in that case. But Rabbi Kivager says, no, Rabbi Kivager says we say Avid Lo Mahani, even on what? Even on Isurim Drobonon. Even on Isurim Drobonon, we say E Avid Lo Mahani. Okay? That's what many Gedolei Achronim bring a raya to this. It's a famous Gemara, Bob Metzia, and Tesam Rav, like, Be Arniki B'Shabbos is Kona, the Gemara says. You're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. The Marat Schayas and Bob Metzia, Daf Tesam Rav asks, I remember it was on a Bechina of Rav Shechter, he asked, how could you say it's Kona? Yavid lo Mahani. Even on Isud Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Kivager, according to those Gedolei Achronim, against the Chassam Sofer, who says it's a limited din to Ksuba. So how is it Kona? Yavid lo Mahani. So maybe someone could ask that same Kasha here. So Isud Rabbanon, to have a din Torah. How do you say Mavru din? How do you say it's good? The truth is, I want you to know that it's L'chura Machloikis. It's a Machloikis, the Bavli, and the Yushalmi. It's a Machloikis, the Bavli, Yushalmi. In such a case, is it considered to be good or not? Okay? Is it considered to be good or not? If you Avru Din, is it considered to be good or not? Halacha L'maisa. Okay? It's an interesting Shaila L'maisa. Is it going to be good? Is it a Machloikis, the Bavli, Yushalmi? It's a question, L'maisa. Okay, it's a question. You know, did the Yushalmi say it or not? Okay, but whatever the case might be, how do you get out of this? How do you answer this kashi Yavid lo Mahani? So, the Poshup Shad is that you could suggest is that maybe an Isser that's totally Bizman is not considered to be a problem of Yavid lo Mahani. Just like Magbi Arnik and Bishabbos is good, intrinsically there's nothing problem with making the kin. Just every 6 days of the week it's okay. Shabbos it's a problem. So it could very well be that since this is not Mitzad Atzma, the Yoma is its garment, that will see Yavid Mahani. Maybe that's a pshat that we could suggest, or Korban Nisanel suggests this, Halacha L'maisa. The Korban Nisanel suggests it. So it's interesting.
Where is it,
Korban Nisanel? Korban Nisanel's on Bayit. Perakay, because the Mishnah says Ain Dunim Bishabis will be Yomtiv, Perakay and Beya Sifkat and Sadi Tes. Okay? So that's one answer that you could give. Okay? Now, problem is, another problem is that isn't the guy Posel Ladun? He was over a din, he's over Nisid Rabbanon. If you're over Nisid Rabbanon, you shouldn't be a dayan. So what does the Ramah say in Siman Lamadal? That's only if it's Chimud Momen. That's only if he's looking for making gelt. But if it's not looking for making gelt, even the Mechaber that it's not Mechalik, here you're doing it Tzorach Mitzvah. You don't think you're doing anything wrong. You think you're doing a mitzvah. If you think you're doing a mitzvah, it's considered to be permissible. It's not considered to be a problem. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? It's not considered to be a problem. Halacha L'maisa. So you see the Farish that... You see Beferish that it's considered to be mutter, so we don't say Yavid lo Mahani, and we don't say the dying is considered to be posel either. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? Alright. Now, I think the Shari Tshuva that I wanted you to see in Simen Shin Lamed Tes, Shiv Dal, he was the one who said that it's mutter, just like the Dayan, if he had a Shiloh on Erev Shabbos, he could look in the Sfarim on Shabbos, so through the Baal Din, he could also look in. They just can't present it. Halachah l'maaseh, they can't present it. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Halachah, says the Ramah, says the Mechaber, Ein Donin, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Im Yisminu l'Baal Din, Lavo l'Baal Din, Ein Tzarech Lavo, Fil Yisminu Lavo, Achar Shabbos, Yom Tov, Lo Ba, Ein Kontzen Oso. What's the pshat here? What's the pshat here? So you're not allowed to don an Erev Shabbos. Why not? Why aren't you allowed to don Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov? Because they're going to be torahed and they're going to be pressured and it's going to be a breach of having metun and bedin, like the Rav said. They have to be relaxed, right? The first Yisrael Taisus Yonos, that's on any life decision you make, having metun and bedin. But they, you know, they might be torahed and it might be a bad situation. Okay? So that's only limited, Halach Lamaisa says, the Sma'an, Sifkan Gimel, and the Shach, that's only limited to paskening. But to be Mekabel the Tainis and the Paskin on Sunday, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. You just can't force the Baal Din to come in and say your Tainis. Okay? Also, if they started on Thursday and also Alonis Adin and they, you know, were thinking about the Psak, is it correct? They can finish it up on Erev Shabbos. There's no problem of treaty because they worked on the case on Thursday, and therefore they already were metun and bedin. So it's not a problem, halacha lemaisa. So that's considered to be okay. So what I want you to get also is, though, if you subpoena the guy to come on Friday, he doesn't have to come. But if you subpoena the guy to come after Shabbos and on Yom Tov and he doesn't come, then lemaisa also ain't kotzen also. Because why? He got so busy. Since the guy got so busy, Allah Almighty, he forgot about the subpoena. So we're not worried about COVID days in that case. So therefore, to the degree that Friday is off limits and Erev Yom Tov, and if they subpoena him to come, he doesn't have to come. And even if they subpoena him on Friday, come on Sunday, and he doesn't show up on Sunday, it's not a problem either. Now here we get to the Schiddush here. Hagov Yesh Mishikosov the Achshav Bizman Hazeh Danin Ber of Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. We said this Mishum Bitul Malamdin. The davka linin mamun yesh lahakel the hefker bezin hefker avabat var israel lahakel. Then nearly the davka derech akroy lefamim aval in koven bezin mir of shabbos of yom tov chin dogim. So we can do it once in a while. You shouldn't be koveya din ter every Friday, even though bezman is there, it's not a problem. What does this bittel malamdin mean? And he says only the gabi inin mamun, not the gabi inin nisr. It's a tremendous chiddush here. First of all, what does it mean? A lot of times, as we had mentioned, the Talmidim would be at a din Torah, and there would be a lot of give and take with the Dayanim with the Talmidim, and they would come up with a Psak. But also, they would give Shir, the Rebbe, with the Talmidim, they would have a Seder. I guess, dispersed throughout the day, they would have, you know, the Dini Torahs. So it shtirred a little bit with the Rebbe and Talmidim. They have to deal with the Balabatim. So, but they have no choice. They had to deal with the Balabatim. But on Friday, they didn't have Yeshiva. So, if they didn't have yeshiva, they didn't have with the Rebbe with the Talmidim, so it's an opportunity to deal with the Balabatim there and do the Dini Torahs. So that's what it means, that you should do a Tafkin Erev Shabbos Erev Yom, because of Bittul Melamdin, you don't have that problem anymore. So what I thought was interesting is that Tafkin Linin Mominus. What do you mean Tafkin Linin Mominus? Because of Hefker Beis and Hefker. Meaning, they're still going to be rushed on Friday, though. Let's say they make a mistake. No problem, Hefker Beis and Hefker. So I was thinking to myself, what do you mean we'll learn? We've mentioned it already before that if Dayanim make a mistake, they got to pay based on Garmi. Why don't you say they never have to pay based on Hefker Beis and Hefker? Whatever they say goes. It's like Mekudish Mekudish. Filo Muatim, Filo Shogigin, Filo Meizidim, right? Beis and Mekadish Chodesh, whatever they say goes. Why are there Dinim in the Gemara? They have to pay. So obviously, Lamaisa, that's where you have, you know, a regular din Torah where you had matinas, you make a mistake, you got to pay. But here was built in the system that halacha lamaisa, because of bittul talmidim, it's very interesting, because of bittul talmidim, that halacha lamaisa will be potter from paying because of hefker beis and hefker, and therefore even though there'll be a pressure, it won't be matinas, you'll be potter from paying. It's a tremendous chiddush, halacha lamaisa, tremendous chiddush. It's a tremendous din. First of all, we're being ochre this din, right? Ain don and bear of Shabbos, right? So you shall me, right? It's beferish a din because of bittul Torah, which that itself is a chiddush. But what I'm saying is that we're saying even a further chiddush that they don't have to pay if a mistake is made because they have no matinus here because of the halach. So bittul Torah lamaisa allows you to what? Allows you to break the din of ain don and bear of Shabbos. And number two, Efka Bezen Efka says you don't have to pay at all. Amazing chiddush. Aval b'dvar isur, like being mesader aget, God forbid, if you have to do, or mesader chalitza chas v'sholom. So the halach is that no, you cannot do it on a Friday because we're afraid they're going to make a mistake, and that's big stuff. If you make a mistake, you need an iyun rav in that. You got to look into it, make sure you don't make a mistake chas v'sholom, unless it's chasat chak gadol. That's two places in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Nun Dal and Siman Kuf Samach Tes. If you have a bad husband that refuses to give a get and you find him in town on Friday, are you going to say you don't give the get on Friday? One of the guys in the shul was telling me there was a case like this, very, very recent, about this. A different type of case about, it's a shal about, writing a get in ER. It's a shal how to spell ER. So L'chachili really shouldn't have a get in ER. But B'shasat Chaki, you're allowed to have it. The guy's only going to be around in ER. She'll be stuck in a zaguni the whole life. Then you write the get, according to what, the role, how you spell it. So too here, you can do, you're not allowed to have a get Belila, but Shasat Chak, if the guy's not going to be in town the next morning, so you're allowed to do a Belila. So the same thing here, you really shouldn't do it. Dvar Isser, we're not going to say this halacha. But to be Koveya, straight up, Fridays is not right, Derech Haroi, we're allowed to do it. Okay, let's finish up the din. We're not going to be able to finish up the sieve. Well, let's just finish up a little bit more. Ain Kovin Zman Benissim the Tishrei Lemishenu Beir Lafo Bedin. You're not allowed to Kovei Zman in Nissan and Tishrei. Who someone's not in the city. Avay Mismino Benissim the Tishrei Lavo Akar Kach. If he did do a subpoena to come afterwards, Konsen Osal Im Lo Ball. You can find him if he doesn't show up. He should have showed up. Okay, what's this all about? This is a Gemara Baba Kama later on Kuf Yud Gimel. Gemara says Beferish. Amr Rav Yehuda Kufi Gimelaf. Amr Rav Yehuda Lo Yavinis Mana Lo Biyom Nisim Lo Miyom Tishrei Lo Mal Yom Tov Lo Mal Shabbosam Nisim Lo Basi Yom Nisim Lo Biyom Tishrei Lo Basi Tishrei Kavinin. So what's going on here? So why is there a problem? So it's a Machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi claims on the Gemara there because it's Man Batsu Vekotzer. He's not around. He's simply not around. So you don't kovei as Man for a Din Torah in Nisim and Tishrei. Someone's not in the city. He's not around. He's working. The Rambam says no because of Tirdas Amoadim. Ram says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perichafei Alachates, because of Tirdas Amoadim. So based on this, what do you do about Sivan? Sivan has a Moed, right? There should be a Tirdas. The Ram is masking. It's one day in Eretz Yisrael, 2 days in Chutz Lartz, and therefore Chodesh Sivan, you kovei as man, except for Erev Shavuos, because Erev Shavuos is no worse than any other Erev Yom Tov. What should be the problem? The Shaila is interesting here, the Pesachei Tshuva discusses here, right here, in Sif Katan Dalid, when you say Nisim V'Tishrei, is it Kodem Aregel or is it even Achar Aregel? Is it Kodem Aregel or Achar Aregel? So, he says it's a big machloikis in Achroinim. Do you say it's Dafka Kodem Aregel, Achar Aregel, it's fine? He says the same pilpul's by a chassan. You're going to subpoena a chassan to come to a din Torah? I mean, give him a break, he's getting married. Right? So what are the days? So he says it's 21 days for a chassan. Isn't that amazing? 7 days before the chuppah, shivishimei mishta, and shivishimei mishta, and 7 days after the Knesset Agdola says this. 7 days after the shivishimei mishta. 21 days fully. Seven before, seven mishta, and seven afterwards. So it's 21 days. Some say 3, kodem chuppah, and the yom chuppah. Some say 3 days kodem chuppah, and the shivishimei mishta. And the same thing by Abal Bris and other simchas. I mean, the Dayan's got to use a seichel. Try to give the guy a break. And he quotes the Shus Yaakov Lamaisa to make sure that you don't get out of hand with this, and make sure that you have some type of seichel and derech eretz with this. Okay, says the Ramah Hago. He says v'yesh omrim dein likvo bebes haknesses benissen v'lo b'yom neroyim filo abenek farm shabol leminyan. Like Avinu's Manach Aregel, Vimeish Techiyah, Ramos, Dun and Lauter. Yesh Makomo, Shinogu, Shimishil, Adun, Kodem Nisim, Tishrei, Kavinu's Man Apahem, Echen, Nog, No. So then we'll pick up tomorrow with it. We have a lot to do there, alumnus. But what is this last din is? Ein likvol means, you know, there's been a guy that's been very mean to you. He owes you a lot of money, and, you know, it's really not right. So are you allowed to, likvol means basically, to translate literally means to complain. Are you allowed to complain in the shul, in the beis din, and say, this guy never wants to go to a din Torah with me? Poskim used to say there used to be mafsik tefillah in the beis medrash. In order to get a guy to what? In order to get a guy to do this. Ramos says, mutter to do this in Cholomoy, if he's owed a lot of money. So the halacha is that you're not supposed to do this in Nissan or in the Yom Noroim. Even on the Bnei Kfarim who come for Minyan, you got him now. You're Koveh Zman to do it Achar Regal. Okay? And if there's a Dechia, you know the guy's trying to play games with you, then you're allowed to do it La'alter if you have no choice. And if you started to Don Kodim Nissan, B'Tishrei, you started in Torah Kavin Zman Af Bahem, Nechle Nog Nog. So if you're as long as you did it beforehand, if you started already beforehand, it's considered to be permissible. Halacha Lamaisa. So it's a little. It seems like for different areas in halacha, for Yom Noroi means all of Chodesh, all of Chodesh Tishrei, like Chodesh Nissan. It's one din. Halacha Lamaisa. That's what we normally assume. The Sefer Yafal Alev. And Os Aleph asks, how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu down the whole world, right? Kol Shekein, when it's Chal on Shabbos, we're not down on Shabbos and Yontif. So how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu down the world? That's what he asks. Interesting kasha that he asks. But, for example, that say over from the Maisa Rav, that you really never should, when we learn Hilchos Ribbis, you really never should write a Heter Iska. If you have to write a Heter Iska, he says you don't do it in the times of the Yom Noroim. What does that mean from the beginning of Elul till after Sukkot? It's hard to write a Heter Iska that it's not going to cover those, you know, particular weeks. But if you start in Mishchil Ladun Kodim Nissan V'Tishrei Kavin in Zmana Apem, you can even be Koveh the Zmana because it's like you started, which we'll get to tomorrow, but it's Shema Tchilis Din. And Gmardin, there's a lot we got to see by Kabbalah Seder. And I'll give you those Marmakaimus in the beginning of this year. Very important you see that Xos and the Tais and Baba Kama. Okay, we'll stop here. Right, Daniel's going to give a Chabura later, B'Zushem, on the topic of